Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Bob Keebler.
The omnibus bill currently in Congress includes important retirement provisions, commonly known as Secure 2.0, which includes an increase in the age for RMDs eventually reaching age 75, a catch-up plan contribution adjustment for taxpayers ages 60 to 63 with a $10,000 limitation, the treatment of student loan repayments as elective deferrals for purposes of matching contributions. Section 302 of the bill removes the 25% QLAC limitation and increases QLACs to $200,000. The bill also reduces the missed RMD excise tax from 50% to only 25%. The bill provides a one-time election for qualified charitable distributions to charitable remainder trusts up to $50,000. The bill provides a special rule for qualified birth or adoption expenses and provides for the penalty-free withdrawal from retirement plans in the case of domestic abuse. The bill modifies the tax treatment of IRAs involved in PTs and provides an important clarification of the 10% excise tax when transfers are made into a Section 72T IRA or plan. Section 325 of the bill provides that Roth 401k plans will not be subject to RMD rules, and Section 326 provides an exception to the 10% penalty on early distributions from qualified plans for individuals with a terminal illness. The bill also provides that a surviving spouse may elect to be treated as an employee of a qualified plan, and the bill provides special rules for the use of retirement funds in connection with qualified disaster areas and provides for the elimination of the 10% excise tax on corrective distributions of excess contributions. Finally, the bill provides for the modification of the RMD rules for special needs trusts, apparently addressing the concern in the secure regulations regarding the Medicaid repayment issue. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler with a 60-Second Planner.